Welcome to Feats and Fables. We appreciate your company as we delve into our 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons Actual Play Podcast. Join the conversation on social media at Feats and Fables. Fellow heroes, follow us to adventure!
So you head out through the morning rain. Are we walking to the Temple Gond?
Is Sam outside?
He's not.
Yes.
Okay. You walk through the morning rain to the Temple Gond. It dials up from a sprinkle to a drizzle to quite an outpouring by the time you get there.
Well, luckily we're all wearing hats.
That is true. Yes.
And I'm supported by the stylish cane.
It would be a shame if you slipped.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Zasper, but isn't wearing this big fancy hats out in the rain bad for it?
No, these are practical and fashionable.
How many hats have you bought for us?
Let's just say there's some line items that you should not investigate too closely in our budget.
Well, once again, I'm not allowed anywhere near the books, so it won't be me doing the investigating.
Just be happy there's something keeping the rain off your head.
So the Temple Gond welcomes you in. It is warm and dry inside. An acolyte comes up and has kind of a large bellows pumping looking thing. And said, would you like me to try our patented dryer offer?
Yes, Manny would love that.
That was?
Sounds
okay,
good. That
so
sounds good to me.
He points it at you and starts flapping the bellows back and forth, and a big gust of wind hits your whole body.
Oh, God. So as the wind buffets me, I'm going to try not to fall ass overhead.
It's cold. Like, it's really cold.
Oh, good lords.
The water on your body starts, like, the drops of water start to congeal into little pellets of ice. Look, it's drying them off!
Yeah, and it's freezing. And bloody hell's wrong with you? Stop that! And I will try to escape his buffeting cone of cold.
Okay. You can just sidestep it without any real problem.
I don't have evasion, though. I'm not
fair enough.
I was hoping you'd ask.
We're looking for Valletta.
Oh, yes. I'll go see if her scaliness is around.
Excellent.
Within a few minutes, Valletta strides your way, coming actually pretty fast, with an excited stride toward you, rubbing her hands together. She comes up and says, You found it!
We did.
And you killed it!
We found it, and it was killed, yes.
Excellent! I'm so excited! That's a real relief. I was quite concerned with it out loose in Waterdeep. Hey! She snaps her fingers and some people come over and they hold out their hands to take the dead Nimbleroid. Excellent.
Corbin hands it over.
Excellent. I owe you 500 gold pieces and let me show you what we've been working on.
Great.
Please don't.
Watch it be like power armor.
She takes you over to a workbench, and there's a whole lot of weird things laid out on it. So I've got 5 things that I'd love to give you as a reward in addition to the gold. Magic items all. So she pulls out 2 contraptions made out of, it looks like they're made out of like 2x4s about a foot and a half long with like brass end pieces and hinges on them, and with like metal shod ends. She's like, check this out. And she holds them and then she shakes them and they each extend about 2 feet, but you can see that they can stretch out farther than that. These are extendable stilts. You strap them to your feet and you'd be tall.
That's amazing.
Yes. Helpful for short folk.
Oh, to make tall folk even taller.
Yes, yes.
I actually might know someone who can use these.
Another invention we have is our backpack-a-chute. For those who cannot, like a mage, cast Featherfall, you just wear this on your back, and if you're falling more than 60 feet, you pull this ring right here, and it deploys a sail, which will allow you to land safely.
That sounds incredible.
Yes. And oh, and this one, and she pulls up a metal box about like a Rubik's Cube. And she says, watch this. So she takes a crank, pulls a crank off somewhere off the desk, puts it in a keyhole. She walks over, like tiptoes, to a circle chalked on the floor. And she puts it in that circle and then just like jumps out of it as fast as she can. Now, watch this. She stands there and nothing happens.
Amazing.
But, watch this. Where were the rats? Hang on, I've got to go get a rat. She leaves and she comes back in about a minute carrying a rat by the tail, and the rat is kind of like twisting, trying to get out. Watch this. And she throws it into the circle and the rat lands on its feet, looks disgusted, and then runs off. But the minute it touches the ground, the box starts going woof, 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 woof.
That's...
The dragonborn points and grins.
Does it make other noises?
Yes, yes, yes. She goes and picks it up, cranks it up again, puts it on the desk, and then thumps it and goes...
That's a very yappy dog indeed.
Yes, yes, yes. Anyhow, very fond of that. That's somebody's thesis work. An excellent device. Oh, but this is a great one too. And she opens up a drawer that's like coated with like... Almost looks like batted cotton sheets on all sides. None of you are dwarves, so that won't matter. And she pulls out a pipe that looks like it's made out of fine agate.
Ooh.
And wood, but it's got a kind of weird switch on it and like an umbrella on top of the bowl. And she puts it into her draconic jaw and no tobacco.
I pull out...
Oh.
I pull out some of my snuff and I'll load her up.
Oh, that's snuff. No, I need pipe tobacco.
There you go.
Yes. Put some in there, pats it down, puts it there, puts it in there and says, wash it. And taps it. And when she taps it, a switch comes out, knocks a flint, which makes a spark, which lights the tobacco. Self-lighting pipe.
Amazing.
Takes it, dumps out the tobacco. I don't actually smoke. So anyhow, you're welcome to these things.
Well, I mean,
but you said there were five items.
There were two stilts.
Count as two.
One, two.
I think most.
Oh, four items. I'm so sorry. The other one exploded. Oops.
Hmm.
I think these.
Oh, there's a left stilt and a right stilt. That counts.
We might need to leave these things enshrined in the temple.
No.
Another acolyte scurries up and whispers to Valetta and hands her a bag. She's like, well, this is your reward. Thank you very much. And she holds it out kind of non-specifically towards the middle of the group.
I take it.
It feels heavy.
Wait a minute. Did you say that you were giving us somebody's thesis work?
Yes.
That seems mighty rude.
No. This is the beta draft of it. The person who made it, the creative who made it, will be making other ones as well.
I'll go ahead and pick up the cube and pocket it.
All right.
Well, if they're not going to miss it, then I can see this coming in handy.
You are the proud owner of a barking box.
I've had nothing but the best experience with devices from the Temple of Gond. The best.
Right. I pick up the parachute backpack. I'm gonna carry it with me, I guess.
You're just gonna have it on all the time.
No, I'm gonna put it in our inn so people can ask us about it.
Wait. You're not even gonna check to see if it's got a weight limit on it. I mean, with your new place mail and all, don't you think it might be, I don't know, exceeding its capacity?
I hand
something?
You the backpack. You can carry it then.
I mean, I learned a long time ago that when you fall from a carriage, all you got to do is tuck and roll.
How big is the backpack chute?
The backpack chute is actually folded quite neatly. It has careful folding instructions in it.
You'll never be able to follow them.
It's going to be just like the fitted sheets.
You say that, but my mother can fold a fitted sheet.
Yeah, your mother is a strange, magical creature.
Fuck yeah, she's a wizard.
Yes.
Like a real wizard.
It weighs 10 pounds. And it's got a relatively svelte profile.
And also, Joe, I literally just got slow fall, so...
I hand you the backpack a chute. You can carry it then.
You can whack someone with it if they're being uppity.
I pick up both the stilts, so I'll carry these back.
I guess.
They collapse down to a small size. They're very convenient. Malaga just kind of undoes the catch and collapses them. See?
How incredibly convenient.
Yes. Each stilt weighs 8 pounds and is about a foot long when collapsed.
I'm guessing the barking box is negligible weight?
Negligible weight.
If we briefly check the money, is it in order?
Yeah.
Well,
pick up the box with the tobacco, the tobacco pipe, and give it to Malagar. My gift to you.
Why are you carrying the stilts?
It's an enlarge spell in an item.
Anyways,
Thank you very much. The Temple of Gond owes you a favor.
Well, it's our pleasure, really.
Of course.
Malagar will take the pipe out and stick it in his mouth and pack it full of pipe weed.
All right.
And,
I lean in as he begins to activate the device.
It's got a clever little parachute over the bowl, or not a parachute,
yeah.
Parasol over the bowl to keep the rain out of
That's
it.
That's amazing.
So, Mitch, as we go back outside, is it still actually raining now?
The rain has gone from like an 11 down to about a 2. It's kind of a drippy drizzle at this point.
Well, do we want to go ahead and get a carriage to get us back to the alleyway?
We walked all the way here.
Then the pouring rain.
And now it's not pouring rain.
It's a good thing I oiled my leathers.
Right. Well, while we're here, I'm going to go see the Blackstaff, and then I'll circle around to meet you all back at Spirits.
All right, then.
Very well.
Did you need something?
No, but walk, it's fine. We're already drenched. I'm sure we'd be charged extra for a carriage ride.
Are there carriages in the area, Paige?
Yep.
Zaspa will flag down a carriage.
You do so with no problem, and they are happy to deposit you at the Troll Skull Alley Inn. Oi, I heard there was a big explosion here yesterday.
That's because there was.
Oh, very sad, I hear. A bunch of folks got really hurt. Bunch of folks killed. They catch who did it?
Not yet, but I hear that they're onto it.
Ah.
The... what'd you call them?
Yes, the Smoldering Devilsbane Brotherhood has taken it as their number one priority.
The who?
The Smoldering the Smoldering Devilsbane Brotherhood?
I like this guy.
Easy for him to say, I suppose. I ain't never heard of him. I read something about it in the Waterdeep Wazoo today, though.
Well, hopefully you'll be reading about the culprits being apprehended tomorrow.
Sure. Paper's in the back if you want it.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Malagar will pick it up.
Pulls up to the inn. The tarps are still there. It looks like several of them have been nailed down at this point.
Well... was there any other place we should go this morning?
Well, if I'm going to be getting plate mail, I should get fitted for it.
Oh, of course. Yes. Just down the street then?
Yes.
I can't imagine any of us will be of any help whatsoever, but I believe we should all still go.
I mean, you guys could go pick up some potions from Fala.
No, you're going to be spending basically, like, all of our money. So we're just going to safeguard you. And see, we want to take joy in the process as much as we can.
Yeah.
Live enough. Vicariously.
Fair enough.
I'm curious what sort of options they offer these days.
Mm-hmm. The codpiece might be a maybe item in modern plate mail.
Oh, quality, it's a thing of the past.
I walk over.
All right. Smoke and steam billow from the many windows around the forge. And when you get up to the door, you can hear one of the smiths, the fire genasi, banging on something in the back and cursing in... you're not sure what language it is, but just by the cadence and tone, you're pretty sure it's cursing. Abby is sketching something on a piece of paper, and as you walk in, he kind of puts the pencil behind his ear. Oh, hello there, Corbin. I was so sorry to hear about all the folk in the alley yesterday. We sent over a little something we made for you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. We will definitely, once we have a door again, we will host it with pride.
Good, good. Manny, Zasper, Malagar, where's your wizard?
He's off talking to the Blackstaff at the moment.
Oh, you keep fancy company, don't you?
Well, he does.
He does, mostly.
I suppose. How can I help you today?
I was looking to get fitted for some plate mail.
The water genasi, like, stops. He blinks once, slowly, and then he puts his pad of paper aside and slides off his stool and says, oh, really? Were you?
Yes.
Oh, I haven't made a suit of full plate mail in a while. Do you have any ideas about what you're looking for in plate mail? What sort of style you're looking at? Some of the modern neoclassicist style, or do you prefer the more embellished, older styles? Do you have a preference for something that reflects your extraplanar nature?
It's a bit at about this point. I'm going to go and just take some of the glasses that they have available on one of the shelves, pour three drinks into them, and bring one to both Malagar and Zasper and say, well, boys, we might be here for a while. Let's find a seat and enjoy the show.
Thank you. I needed Manny. That.
Don't be shy, Corbin. Show him the picture you drew when you were 8 of when you were going to grow up to be a paladin. He can make it real.
Wasn't that that picture?
I do not, sadly.
Wasn't that the armor that you'd be married in?
What are you talking about?
No. That's the armor that he'd be buried in.
Oh.
Wait.
That was a tombstone, not like a bridal arch.
I mean, they're not really that different for them, I don't think.
True.
Well, right. Get in there. Try some armor on.
Well, I mean, I don't have any to try on. It's all, of course, built custom for whoever wear it, but
of course.
The matter of which stylings are appropriate. I mean, obviously, as a fellow plain touched, I prefer to bring aspects of the wearer's ancestry into a perfectly artistic point of view, but I'm interested to know what you want.
Oh, accentuate is rather generous and substantial buttocks.
He is rather calipigian.
Indeed.
Paige, what did I read the current fashion is in the city?
The distance you heard. That's my word! That's the word from my butt!
Well, obviously I'd like something that would represent in some way my Asimar heritage.
Mm-hmm.
I would also like something that would represent my paladinhood, right? Something, some kind of central display on the breastplate that would, you know, perhaps the holy symbol of Kelimvor.
Yes, yes. Having the holy symbols of focus on the chest plate mm-hmm. is traditional.
Yep.
But you can make those pieces modular, right?
Somewhat, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That way he can put different sorts of scale or chain in between the plates to reflect his current needs for heat dissipation, padding, as well as any clothing elements you would want to add, such as a cape. Or a hakama or other bits.
Sure. I don't think I need a cape, personally. It seems like a little much.
Well, I wouldn't provide a cape, of course,
right.
But I could provide the hooks to put it on.
Of course.
How do you feel about shoulder pads? What size shoulder pads? I mean, the skull shoulder pads, they're a trope. They've been done a million times, but they're so classic.
They're a little much, in my opinion. I prefer a little bit more classical in my shoulder pad approach.
Oh, all right. So not figurative, but rather more of a stylistic piece.
Yes.
Malagar and Zasper waggling their head along with this little bit of patter.
Taking drinks. having a grand time.
Every time that he's over the top ornamental, we take another shot, right?
I mean, I've heard that this year is all about the veil.
Ooh.
So I was thinking perhaps the helmet would have a particular ASMR feeling.
Wings?
Maybe.
Just say you want a halo.
Halo is another common element that many people want to their helmets. And the reason for that is not only is it lovely, but they can also be well reinforced to perform an excellent service as another layer between your skull and whatever wants to bash it in.
That always seems like a useful thing.
So halo it is.
Yes.
So there's a long and detailed discussion mm-hmm. about this armor, and it finally gets to the point, it's like, well, I'll need you to remove down to your underclothes so I can get measurements.
Woo! Take it off, Corbin. Take it all off.
Does Sir dress right or left?
What?
We're not cutting armor that close to his actual anatomy at that point.
It would not survive for long.
Huh. You're going to have to forgive Malagor. He doesn't understand any armor that isn't form-fit to his body. I mean, just look at him.
Abby takes a moment and kind of cocks his head. I mean, he's got quite a point.
Thank you.
Yep, I strip down.
All right, he takes
a giving Manny a show.
Well, he doesn't need you, you know, in the nude and lewd. He just needs to be able to accurately measure your shoulders and your hips and your legs. You're stopped growing. I'm not very familiar with ASMR physiology.
I have.
Yes, okay. And measures your arm, and he ends up with, like, literally a bundle of strings with odd little knots in them to measure all the bits.
Do you recommend any kind of particular garments to wear underneath the armor?
Well, yes, of course. I mean, it depends on whether you tend to be hot-natured or cold-natured, and if you're fighting in warm or cool environments. Obviously, in Waterdeep, our winters are quite, quite cold, but our summers can be quite warm. And so he goes into a complete and detailed discussion of the padding and quilting, as well as the scale or chain or even studded leather pieces around the plates. And that's another hour completely lost.
I feel like you should really opt for the silk with the lacing, because that sounds like it really reduces chafing, doesn't it?
It does, but you are having your armor built by a professional from the splendid order of armorers, locksmiths, and finesmiths. It will not chafe.
Oh my.
I'm excited.
I can tell.
Have you squired for a night where you've had to care for plate mail before?
I have had to care for plate mail before, yes.
Excellent. Well, I will want to go over some of the finer points with you. And that's another hour down the drain as you get a lesson in how to care for plate mail. So a pleasant afternoon whiles away.
Indeed.
While that's going on.
Right, Kafra goes over to Blackstaff Tower.
All right. It is, by the time you get to that area of Waterdeep, the rain has picked up, and it is coming down pretty fiercely. Lightning rumbles overhead and thunder rumbles overhead. And sure enough, there are people out in the courtyard still drilling. Rain just plastering their hair to their faces.
Kafra watches and goes, "Not today."
One of the instructors says, "You're late today."
"Not today."
"You must train every day to stay fit."
"The only fitness I'm interested in is whether or not I can fit this whole pizza in my belly," Kafra says, and walks into the tower and starts precipitating all the water off.
All right. You leave to a chorus of chuckles and then shouts from the instructors as they seek to maintain order.
Good.
The half-orc woman that you had talked to a couple times is not at the guard desk. They check you in. You're here to see...
the woman up top, if she's available.
I will send a message.
Sounds great.
And after probably only a 20-minute wait, you are ushered into the Blackstaff's office. She is she's also busy prestidigitating water off of her clothes. Water and ice.
Kafra raises an eyebrow at the ice, but says, "Good news! I have found more information in regarding the devil worshippers in our fair city."
Really?
Indeed.
That's always been something that has come up in some of the noble classes, and I had thought mostly it was a sort of a dodge, something that maybe had a kernel of truth, but wasn't really much of a real thing.
Well, let me tell you what. Here's some kernels of truth. Copper reaches into his bag and pulls out the big old robes of worshippers of Rachmi Asmodeus.
She stops prestidigitating and is like just holding her boot and looking at you.
Right. Look, a matched pair. Copper pulls out another set.
Does this have to do with the bloodbath at Grauhelm Villa?
As a matter of fact, it does.
There was a demon loose that just about killed a bunch of guards people, but somebody with a name that he couldn't, the exculpatory something.
No, this time it was the Smoldering Devil's Bane Brotherhood.
What? Who?
Yes. Today, apparently.
Have a seat. Start from the beginning.
Kafra takes a seat and puts his feet up and leans back.
All right. She shakes a big chunk of ice out of her boot.
Yes. So, after we just happened to be in the neighborhood when we happened to assist with the slaying of the
Barbed? Was Barbed. It? But also make me an I bullshit the Blackstaff roll.
Ooh, I like those rolls.
I mean, were you really trying to fool the Blackstaff?
Or I mean,
were
you literally just... was in the neighborhood.
Just telling a creative story.
I don't know what you mean. Any of you people that have multiple inspiration want to help a brother out?
Sure. What am I going to roll? Is this not your keystone skill?
Drink more alcohol.
That's the thing.
I've already gone through my flask. Luckily, we're in the alley.
Isn't that why you like playing D&D? Because you can drink without making any rolls? Some other systems, it's like you gotta...
You know what they still don't have in D&D? Rules first, bellyache.
We'll offer you a 23.
Huh. She puts her boot down on her desk, looks at it, and then starts taking off her other one. And then stops and looks at you abruptly and kind of tilts her head and raises an eyebrow and says, "Just in the neighborhood?"
Yes. Well, it was part of another investigation that I'm getting into in but a moment, if you would just let me get there.
Go on.
Besides, in the pursuit of justice as a member of the Order of Magists and Protectors, my duties take me all over town.
Don't make me zone a truth, you.
Oh, you know you'd like to.
Carry on.
Right. So, as you may have heard, there was an attack in Trollskull Alley. Jesus, was that yesterday? No, it was day before yesterday? Yesterday. Day before yesterday? Somebody help me out.
Literally yesterday.
Day. Literally yesterday. Yesterday was a very long day.
Oh my god, that's right it was.
We didn't sleep, remember?
Yes. Alright, so... One, two... As you may recall, yesterday it was an attack in Trollskull Alley.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, using magical pyrotechnics provided from this, and he pulls out the necklace of fireballs.
She like bounces back a little bit and assumes protective posture and like almost starts spellcasting. She's like, "You need to be very careful with that."
Oh, I didn't think I had one by the bead, but yes. So we found this and managed to eventually discover that it had came from a perpetrator from Grauhelm Villa, so we happened to be in the neighborhood.
The Grauhelms are the one that killed all those people in the alley?
I believe that they were being impressed upon by some greater force that would be involved in, and Kafra points over to the Asmodeus worshiping robes.
So, keep talking.
Yes, searching.
She takes off her other boots and starts knocking slush and ice out of it.
Right, searching for some magical trinket that was going to be delivered to our inn.
Trinket?
Yes. There was someone that was delivering a trinket. Apparently they needed to be removed from play, so there was these fireballs from... And Kafir starts to pull up the necklace and to shake it, and then thinks better of it, and then points. And so we eventually, because we are cunning individuals and adventurous types, tracked it down to Gralden Villa, where we attempted to find answers and mostly found a big fight.
So what kind of trinket is worth killing a bunch of people?
I mean, I know the name of it, I don't exactly know what it does, but supposedly it is the Stone of Galore.
That's not a name I've heard in a long time.
Well, if you know anything about it, I would love to know more, given that,
Galore was an Aboleth, slaver, long time back.
Wait, those are the giant jellyfish mind-controlling things?
Yes. Lived not too terribly far from here, but that was hundreds and hundreds of years ago.
So why did Galore have a stone?
I don't know.
Right then. So we're trying to figure out what's what with that. But that led us to Gralhun Villa, where there was said bloodbath going on. We did a little poking around.
So you weren't part of that bloodbath? Like, who? It was the Growlhounds fighting someone? I heard about drow in the area. Do you have something stuck in your throat?
I just have a lot of complicated answers to that that I'm not sure you actually want to hear.
So here's the thing. Laryl Silverhand is the open lord of Waterdeep, and she has a certain set of principles that she needs to live by.
Right, which I noticed she's not here.
Right. I am the Blackstaff. I have a rules and a code to live by. I am much less of a goody two-shoes.
Right. And you still want to know?
I do. Is it connected with the Xanathar and Zhentarim gang war that's tearing up my city?
Indeed. So what it came down to was the Zhentarim believed the Gralhuns had something related to the stone, as the stone had never actually reached its way to our inn back at the earlier start of the story, if you recall.
So the fireball didn't even kill who they were trying to stop?
Oh, it probably did. I don't know. They didn't make it to us, is all we know. The stone was stolen after the person was killed? Because the person didn't know that it had been stolen, they just knew that they died. Okay. Yes, the stone had been stolen off of someone that was coming to visit us to hand it to us, and then they got fireballed along with large portions of the front of our inn. We are accepting donations in case you would like to give anything to the rebuilding efforts.
I'm more interested in the families that got lost people.
Yes, well, that's also a thing. Anyways, the stone was made off with some... We managed to track it down to the Growlhounds, which meant that other people did as well. The Zhentarim were there trying to get to the Growlhounds, the Drow were getting the Zhentarim. The cat was getting the mouse, the dog was getting the cat, it turned out that the Drow were getting... Anyways, so there was a bit of a scrum, one might say. The Drow emerged victorious. As I understand it, they attempted with which to coerce the information from one of the Growlhounds magically, and...
I mean, that's better than some many other options, I suppose.
And triggered a curse that was on the Growlhound matron, which caused the devil to come out. So if those two and the robes aren't connected, I don't know what is.
I'll need to talk to this Growlhound woman then.
She's a little bit dead because she turned into a devil and then we killed her.
Oh, all right, all right.
Because we're heroes that fight devils in the street.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Huh. She sits there for a moment pondering, and you can see, like, frost that has been, like, in the creases of her pants is starting to to thaw out in front of the fire. I am not pleased by the idea of devils being in my city.
Well, that makes two of us.
And you're chasing down this Growlithe thing?
I mean, so we happen to get another clue that we're attempting to decipher.
Okay.
I need to see your map room at some point after this.
Sure. That is not a problem.
And a
it's in the Illusion Library.
Great. And a book on transmutation.
In the Transmutation Library.
Yes, I got that part.
Keep me posted. What about checking on Maloon?
You were going to have him brought in and we were going to talk to the
You were going to choose a date to tell me when to bring him in. Today's the 16th.
Let's... When is good for you?
This afternoon? Tomorrow?
This afternoon works for me.
All right, what time?
Well, Kafra curses that he doesn't have the keen mind feats and tries to guess what time it is now.
I mean, it's brunch.
I mean, a couple of hours, long enough for me to go look at your maps and find the book I need to borrow and perhaps scribe a couple spells, and that will make it not seem like it's a suddenly we need you now type of suspicious thing to him.
Three bells?
Sounds great.
Sure. All right, well... I have larger problems. You're aware that Waterdeep sits on top of one of the largest dungeon complexes in all of Faerûn.
Yes, under the mountain.
Yes, and you're well aware that there's a insane high-level archmage that runs that particular establishment.
I thought that was a fairy tale used to frighten children.
No, Halaster's real, and he's a huge pain in my ass.
Well, that sounds... Quite sadly, Kafra says as he puts his hand to his forehead, not something that I am prepared to assist you with at this time.
I wasn't asking for your assistance. I'm just explaining that I'm quite busy.
Right. Do you happen to either know who might put, Kafra points to the necklace of fireballs, this together, or perhaps have any interest in which you would like to... remove this item from the street and give me something of value?
Are you extorting me?
I'm not extorting you. I'm offering a trade. For public safety, the removal of a necklace of fireballs.
You're not doing this out of the goodness of your heart.
Let's just say that as an adventurer, I represent an interest that is interested in magical items. As someone who's the most powerful, well... the most powerful, we should not mince words. As the most powerful wizard in all of the city, surely you know a way that we could trade this for something perhaps more useful and contained in its destruction so that we can continue battling out the devils and other terrible things that come forth from, well, Growlithe Villa or whatever villa we're off to next.
That is not going to be much use against devils.
Yes, that is why I did not use it against the devil. Also not useful against the devil, most of the weaponry of my party. If there was a way that we could get something that could be more efficient, I would be quite gracious.
I don't prefer to give people magic items in order to do the right thing in Waterdeep. It's a bad precedent.
I would like to point out that I'm doing the right thing multiple times without asking for any magic items.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
I would like to think that we have a rapport by now.
We absolutely do.
Well.
Which is why I've removed certain incidents in the Waterdeep City Guard's logbook regarding some of your people assaulting other citizens in front of the watch.
I understand that's a Zasper problem.
Zasper is your problem.
Sadly, yes.
See that that gets to the guard.
This?
It's material evidence in a case where many people were killed.
As you wish.
Excellent. I will have Maloon come see me at Two Bells.
Sounds great.
and continue doing the right thing.
Right. Is there a winky face there that I'll turn over useful material evidence for something that will be useful to me?
I'll remember you. Don't worry about it.
Well, one would hate to be forgotten.
Mind like a steel trap.
You know, you should really consider upgrading yourself to adamantine or perhaps even mithril.
Well, I'll take that under advisement. Thank you very much, Kafra.
Certainly. Always a pleasure with which to serve. Kafra will rise off the couch and do a bow before he... He'll rise off the couch and do a bow before he heads out, giving a wave of his tail. Kafra will think better of it and ask the Blackstaff for 4 bells.
Okay. She agrees to it.
Kafra will then go downstairs and see if there's someone that can do ascending.
Sure. You find a secretary that is essentially a notary and a sending skywrite animal messenger machine.
Great. Yes, hello. I would like to send a message.
Excellent. Who would you like to send a message to?
I would like to send a message to Zasper the Hero.
Zasper the Hero?
Yes. There's only one in town, trust me. Though there are many pretenders.
All right. I'll need a short message of 25 words or less.
Zasper, please bring the crew to the Blackstaff Tower at 3.5 bells. I have a matter which will require all of us.
All right, the secretary quizzes you for a few minutes to get familiar with Zasper, and then Zasper hears this message in his mind.
So by this point, there's been a lot of celebration of all the stages of buying a plate mail. So the sending has a little bit of a haze to wind its way through. But it's successful. And Zaspo will reply, 3.5 bells, we'll be there.
Great. Make sure Corbin, well, I reply to this message, son of a bitch.
Do you need another one?
No, I'm good.
What's
Thank
going
you.
On?
We gotta go to Blackstaff Tower. 3.5 bells.
Why?
I don't know. to help Kafra out.
Oh, is something. He there? Is he still there? I mean, I feel like we've been here.
Yeah. Well, he's probably reading books and transcribing spells, and I'm sure he's not spending any of his time giving away one of our key pieces of material evidence that's also a powerful magic item.
I mean, probably not.
That wouldn't make sense.
On the other hand, Manny's passed out, so let's break open the champagne, shall we?
I don't think Manny's passed out. I think he's just focusing his strength for the final stretch.
Oh, is that one of those monk things?
So in addition to talking to the Blackstaff, did you want to go copy some spells?
Yes. Kafra would like to go copy some spells using any of the... While you're here at the Magic Emporium, clearly there's, you know, gold and special inks and stuff you can use at reduced prices.
No, not at reduced prices.
I dared to dream.
It's good to dream. It's good to want things.
It's good to want things. So yes, Kafra will go and copy down a couple spells, and then would like to go to the map room.
Okay, the map room is part of the illusion library lab. It's hard to tell what it is, illusion magic. And they actually have a pretty good illusion map of the city that allows you to kind of... look between buildings and turn it and rotate and flip stuff around. And there's a staff of illusionists there to move it around for you.
All right. So Kafra is going to pour over until shortly before 3.5 bells, looking for the set of buildings that is in, or the set of, looking for a set of buildings that matches the outline of the set of symbols on the piece of map slash, the fuck is that? It's a map where it's a, clue.
Words
are hard.
All right, very clever. Yes, so you look at a map of Waterdeep as you are enjoying your rainy afternoon at Steam and Steel. A messenger comes up and they tap on the door, and Avi goes, come in. And the messenger goes, oh, not looking for you, you sir, I'm looking for him, points to Manny.
What do you want with me then?
We all look at Manny in amazement.
Yeah. You're interrupting our drinking time, and well, my friend's trying on his burial armor.
Okay, sir. I was just asked to give you this message.
Okay, I take that message.
I get my messages directly in my brain.
No, that's the other wizard.
And then the kid waits for a moment and looks at you hopefully.
I walk forward in nothing but functioning my skivvies and hand him to Nib.
Where did you get
or what's the, what were
that
you
from?
Who gave you skivvies?
Where do you keep the money?
He's got a special purse.
Same place he keeps the sugar.
The kid takes the money and runs off. So it's a note, and in kind of rough, blocky handwriting, it says, hey Manny, did you get a chance to check out that killer in the dock ward? And it's just signed, Y.
The boy ran off before I was able to give him a return message. I got a good deal with this. I'll be back. Don't let him try on anything too revealing. Kind of would defeat the whole purpose, say to Zespera and Malagar. And I'm gonna head off into the city. So maybe I'm just gonna head out into the city and catch a carriage over to the Yawning Portal. When I get there, I'm gonna go up into the second story where they keep the rooms, and I'm going to tap three times onto a particular door.
You hear a gruff voice from behind the door. Who's there?
Who do you think it is? Open the bloody door.
Oh, okay. At least you're not one of those beholder assholes. Come in. So Yagra ushers you in. She's still wrapped up in a bunch of bandages.
You probably haven't left this room all day, have you?
I have not, as a matter of fact.
By the gods, you haven't even taken a bath. I mean, look at you.
I just got my ass kicked, man.
Yeah, you and me both, then. I need you to catch up on current events. Our inn got bombed.
Bombed?
Yeah, your little beholder boys. Assholes. They took the fight to us, but...
They were coming after you, but you hadn't done anything.
No, not yet, but somebody thought mighty highly of us. Wanted to get us involved in something that, well, let's just say we weren't quite expecting.
Huh. I mean, they didn't hit you because they thought you were with us.
I mean, nobody really knew other than the fact that you and I have been drinking together.
I mean, I think you drink with a lot of people, and I think I do too.
No, I don't think it had anything to do with you, necessarily. But, I'm on to something big here. You know that, MacGuffin that the Backstreet Beholder Boys are blaming the Zents for?
Yeah.
Well, let's just say we might have a lead on it.
You know where it is?
No, I didn't quite say that, now did I?
Oh, okay.
But I think that it might
have
something...
That'd make you the most wanted man in Waterdeep.
Well, I don't think it we're far off, then. Let's just say second most wanted.
Like, she's got a look of shock on her face.
Well, I don't exactly know the details offhand, but let's just say that I think I've stumbled in, well... I think I've gotten dragged into something... big. Bigger than your murder, unfortunately.
I mean... So, I don't like bullies, and I feel like this guy is the worst kind of bully. I understand that you're busy, though. Obviously, the people I work for, and she gestures to the rest of the empty room, indicating her boss, who is clearly not here at the moment. The people I work for would pay a lot of money for that thing, if you get your hands on it.
I mean, that could be worth, Well, let's just say, Yager, that, This might be your ticket out of there.
What do you mean?
Well, just think about it. You said that the reason that she is still in here is for what now?
I mean, a lot of reasons. I owe people a lot of money, and...
And what do you think that a priceless item like this might be worth?
I don't know, but my boss was talking, like, 5,000 gold, 8,000 gold, 10,000 gold, a lot of money. More money than I could imagine.
Yeah, exactly. More money than you could imagine. And way more money than what your boss is selling you.
Yes, I suppose. So I'm just saying, if you get your hands on that and want to sell it to my boss, there's a lot of money in it for you.
Well, let's just say at this point, we've got equal chances of getting our hands on it versus getting killed over it.
I mean, yeah. But if you don't want to get killed over it, then these are the people to give it to.
And besides, at this point, our leads have pretty much run dry, so if you hear anything, be sure to let us know.
I mean, obviously I gotta send it up the chain of command, but sure. In the meantime, you don't have any time to go check in on this thing in the dock ward?
Well, you know that, Corbin, the paladin man that works with us.
I mean, that seems like the thing he'd be on, like, green on beans.
Yeah, you'd say that until it got real personal with the bombing.
Alright, well,
He's been on a bit of a rampage with that. Seems to cooled off a little bit this morning. At least taken enough time to go get some, fitting for a plate mail.
Well, I mean, that's good, I suppose. I mean, if he's got money for it. It's expensive, right?
According to him. Frankly, I don't see what all the fuss is about. Slap yourself a couple of pieces of metal onto your body.
I suppose, like, I don't like wearing a whole lot of armor myself, but, I guess if you're not going to have any time to check in that murder in the dock ward, I'm going to have to do it myself. I'm obviously not in fine shape, but maybe I give another day or so to heal up and I'll feel better.
I mean, in another day or so, we'll either have it taken care of or we'll be dead, so that's something to look forward to.
Well, I mean, I hope it's the former rather than the latter.
You and me both. Anyway, sit tight and don't make any stupid moves until you know for sure.
I'm made out of stupid. We'll see what happens. I'm tough. Mom always said you gotta be tough if you're gonna be stupid, so here I am, right?
Yeah, but if you go missing another eye, you're gonna be blind and tough, which isn't a very good mixture.
No, it is not. No, I'll watch my back. Alright, so you're gonna leave out of the yawning portal?
Yep.
Or hang out for a while and have a couple drinks with Gagra?
I mean, why not?
Sure. Alright.
So we leave Tulskali Inn with plenty of time to meet Khafra at the Blackstaff Tower.
Alright. You get there in plenty of time. It is raining hard on that end of Waterdeep. It's much closer to the ocean. And you are quickly shown inside and taken to where Khafra is staying in a pleasant sitting room.
Right, so, well, where is it?
Where's what?
The plate mail.
It has to be created.
It lives in our minds, though. Yes. That man is an artist with words. If he's half as good with metal.
The sketches were quite breathtaking.
Well, I can't wait. So, what's going to happen here is, in a few minutes, there's going to be someone that comes in here with a case. And in the case is a magic talking axe, and I need someone to talk to the magic talking axe.
Huh.
I am not necessarily qualified, given that I wouldn't know which end to pick it up with.
I mean, I can pick up an axe, certainly.
Well, you don't need to... I mean, maybe you do need to pick it up. I don't know. But I figured between you and Malagar looks rather martial at this point. There was a time where I thought that he wasn't into axes, but now he looks like he could heft one up pretty well.
I don't mind a little axe work every now and then.
Right. So, in between that and Zasper being a hero, this is well respected throughout the city, and it being owned as a weapon by one of the Force Grey, yes. They care about the city, so I presume between caring about the city and being Marshal, that by our powers combined, we can talk to the Axe about why its owner is acting so strangely.
Oh, yes, its owner.
Yep, so that's what that is.
Sounds great. Bring us on the Axe.
Right.
All right. Only perhaps a handful of minutes later, a couple of people come in carrying a black case. They nod at Khafra, put the case on the table, and said, you've only got about 10 minutes.
Well, great. That's 9 more minutes than we need. Khafra winks and sends them away.
Sure.
Great.
You're in basically like a small, it looks like it used to be a personal laboratory at one point, but has been cleared out. The axe is a gorgeous weapon. It has a gold blade and has a bright blue stone in the pommel. It is just a beautiful, lovely weapon with a very sharp edge.
Right, so this is Azure Edge, according to my notes.
Nice to meet you, Azure Edge.
Well, so one of us, I guess, should touch it?
I guess yeah, so, and probably one of us that's like pure of heart, so that rules out you in the, or rules out Malagar, and the you and Malagar can both use Axe's thing, I guess.
I mean, maybe. I don't care either way,
heart is very pure.
That's true, it's his loins that are dirty. I'm not particular, I'm going to stand over here and watch what happens and provide notes.
Malagar will reach out and touch it.
Please.
I love how Khafra is like, don't mind me, I'm just going to stand behind this iron curtain. It's
actually,
fine.
Is it all right if I touch you? All right, well, I'm doing it.
All right, what is Malagar's alignment?
Lawful neutral, I think, is actually a decent explanation. Right.
As Malagar touches the axe, you can feel a sentience there, and it coils and twists, and you can feel it sensing your personality and yourself.
I am so sorry.
What would you say are Malagar's feelings towards Waterdeep? If you had to summarize them, how would you summarize them?
I mean, out of the different places he's lived, it's probably been one of the more enjoyable ones. People spend a lot of money here in pursuit of pleasure.
Interesting. Okay.
I mean, given that along the elven sort of lifespan, he's been a very pleased tourist in this town.
Sure. So there's a flickering light in the blue gem in the axe, and you can feel a sentience in your brain, and it says, you are not Meloon Wardragon.
Indeed not.
You are also not a devoted defender of Waterdeep.
That's probably... Right. My friend here is prompting me to state that we are, in fact, the smoldering Devil's Bane Brotherhood.
Your friend over there. The chaotic one?
Well, he's a bard. They tend to be chaotic.
If an axe could shrug, you sense it is the essence of shrugging.
But if you require someone more passionate about this town, I'm happy to connect you with them, or I think we just had some questions for you.
I want out. This Meloon Wardragon is dead and gone, and he is not an appropriate wielder of myself. My call is to defend Waterdeep.
I can understand that. It's quite a charming place.
I was forged by Agarion himself. And I will never leave this city.
Well, that's certainly good to know. I think we had some other questions. Just say it, Kafra. I can't read your fucking lips.
But this is... Right.
They are. I mean, they're lovely.
How did Balloon War Dragon become dead inside?
Ah, yes. That's a good one. How did...
Wait, Maloon War Dragon?
Yes.
Dead inside?
Yes. Isn't that exciting? I mean... That gets you going, doesn't it?
I'm glad you guys are finally coming around to my point of view on this.
Indeed, we are, but we only have limited time with the axe, so we'll have to discuss this later. Mm.
Do you see what I have to put up with?
Chaotic. So many chaotic people.
So... What did happen in the noon?
I don't understand it. There's something else in his head. We have to fight every day. And he tries to use it. It tries to use its will to dominate me.
Dominate you, the axe?
Yes.
To what end?
To make me act somewhat normal.
To... act normal? You mean other than defending Waterdeep?
No. I have the ability to make myself unwieldable, but we engage in a contest of wills every day, and he wins most days.
I see. So there's something in Maloon's head.
Yes, I don't understand what it is. I've been here a long time, but I haven't seen one before.
Interesting.
It's... a kind of squat and round and has legs.
Oh. Does it look kind of like a cat, but, you know, round?
It doesn't have a tail.
No, but does it have four legs and a paw, and is it kind of squishy on top?
It doesn't have a face.
Right, but is it squishy on top?
I can't really tell.
Does it look squishy?
I guess.
Right.
Squishy.
Yes, okay. So, if you recall,
yes.
Back when we rescued our good friend Renier Neverember, we fought a brain that had a bunch of legs. Well, one of the things those...
I'm familiar with those things.
Well...
What? With squishy on top?
With it's got cat legs and then his body is squishy.
No, it's much more... Ugh.
I think they're generally described as brains with legs.
Well, I mean, yes, but the legs are, you know...
No, the brain is the much more salient feature. Cats.
Fine. I agree with you, you're right.
Oh. Well, good.
Excellent. Wait, do you have... We need to check his brain now, too.
Okay, so a brain eater is manipulating Maloon... And I assume it's willing you to act in some terrible fashion.
No, it just willing. He knows he can't make me actually do anything. Ah. But I have a power. For instance, try and pick me up.
Okay. Is this going to hurt more than I'm used to?
Probably not.
Okay.
So you try and pick it up. It is glued to the table. Like it's stuck.
That's quite interesting.
Yes, I am very picky about who gets to wield me.
Hmm.
There's a really lawful one over there.
You want him to try?
How does he feel about Waterdeep?
How do you feel about Waterdeep, Corbin?
You like it a lot, especially the City of the Dead.
I mean, I've been growing. I have not been here for a long time, but it's certainly been growing on me. I've been doing a great deal of defending it by defeating creatures out of the City of the Dead.
I mean, he's defending it with his life and all.
I mean, he hasn't killed any devils or anything, but he's doing the best he can.
Yes, you know, he's working on it. He's but very devoted to...
I'm not so sure his putting his life on the line is so much about Waterdeep, though.
He also doesn't have enough magical items.
Talk to James Undercasso.
I mean, James Undercasso isn't earning the mod, so...
Fair enough.
He will like that you're golden. He's very interested in...
acquisition.
Yeah. Although that might cool down now that he has his plate mail.
I am looking for someone who is willing to give their everything to the defense of the city.
Mm.
I mean, maybe you should talk to him and see, you know, do an interview. We've got another like 3 minutes.
Yeah. Or you, if you wanted to take his brain and just kind of tweak it a little bit.
I mean, and if we're talking about distinguish between, now you're talking about distinguish between loving the city and giving a fuck about it.
Yes. I am only to be wielded by a hero of Waterdeep.
I mean, we got one of those right here.
Come on. Don't be picky. The alternative is the freaking
brain
monster. I mean, come on. Corbin's, he's pretty good. I mean, he's a upright member.
Or perhaps consider that even though few of us individually have a full love of the city, the smoldering Devil's Bane Brotherhood in a collective.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
I like this axe already.
You could be a member?
Our band, of which you would be, a fairly equal member, collectively have the city's best interests at heart.
I mean, to be fair, the inn I own is here. I do own property and all.
Yes. Have you heard of
spirits? I'm very concerned about that.
I really hate that definition of patriotism, property ownership.
The axe seems unsure.
Come on, Corbin, give him a, just go for it.
Sure.
I'm trying to phrase it in a way that's not reminiscent of any, negative, just actions.
What?
Just take the axe.
Willing to have a spirited discussion about the nature.
Okay, so I touch the axe.
Oh dear.
I say,
Before he touches it, I'll inspire him, bardically.
I'm not sure I'm everything that you're looking for, but since arriving at the city, I have defended many parts of the city, and I have grown to love a great deal of the city, and I continue to grow to respect it and love it more and more each day that I am here. I have rescued citizens, I have defeated monsters, I have sought vengeance on those who would destroy citizens.
And if you want to go for a test ride, we're going to go do some great heroism here shortly after this. And we'll bring it back if you don't like it. I mean, honestly, we couldn't even move you if you didn't want us to move you. And then they could just come and pick you up later, I guess.
As your edge, your axefulness, won't you swipe right on Corbin?
Every morning, Corbin, for no discernible reason, gets up and just runs the streets of Waterdeep. So I think in his heart, he's a champion of Waterdeep. His head just hasn't caught up yet.
You can sense that the axe is kind of thinking about it. At least it's an upgrade from Meloon.
It sounds like almost anyone would be an upgrade from Meloon at this
point. As we said, we'll be happy to, return you if after our thrilling heroics, you decide that we are not worthy.
I promise on my paladinship that if you determine I am not a worthy wielder of you, after any time that you choose, I will find you a worthy wielder inside the city.
You know what? What might help convince him you change the iconography on your plate mail, since it's still in the works, to a more Waterdavian theme.
And I can add Waterdavian trimming to it. I pick up the axe.
All right, it allows itself to be picked up.
Great, so I know where we need to go based on your map.
Kafra, we need to talk about you sharing things.
You're never gonna guess.
Join us next week for a new adventure. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Feats and Fables. If you'd like to support us, please visit our Patreon at patreon.com/featsandfables. Or to delve deeper, visit our website at featsandfables.com. Our music is by Kevin MacLeod at incomtech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. This episode contained Fearless First, Heroic Age, Dark Times, The Forest and the Trees, and Five Armies. Our music is by Kevin MacLeod on incomtech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. This episode contained Heroic Age, Angevin B, Suonatore di Luto, Pippin the Hunchback, Dark Times, and Galway. Please be sure to rate and review us on iTunes. It really does help.